WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones here with Clint Powell, Eastridge's unofficial PhD of Waffle House philosophy and science. For more than 8 years, this show has been cutting through confusion and helping you to build more energy, stronger longevity, and a better quality of life through practical, credible, science-based health information. Good morning, Clint Powell.
I'm glad you threw science in there, too. That made me feel really special. That made me feel like it's like official.
I am feeling intellectual today, so that's why I said that.
Okay.
I am very, you know, some days I think my IQ goes up even higher than normal.
Wow, okay.
Because now this is true. The police.
You do realize we got a short opening, but continue on.
This is actually true. Now, Lenny, listen.
Yeah.
Cody, you got to listen.
He's in the bathroom, but go ahead.
Yeah, good.
Keep talking. Yeah.
I took a Mensa test when I was 28 years old and missed it by 2 points.
Oh, good.
Just want to put that on the record.
I had to take an IQ test in college. Our professor gave it. He had to take it at the beginning because the rule was it's not supposed to change much at all.
No. Yeah.
In IQ, and I took it at the beginning of the year and the end of the year.
It did go up?
It went by 2 points.
Yeah, okay.
It changed by 2 points.
So it's pretty stable, the amount of points you get. And Mensa's the people.
I was not really close to Mensa. If I was in the mid-120s.
Yeah, of course you were. Did a fantastic podcast on heartburn with Julia from Enzymedica that will be out in a couple weeks. If any of you have heartburn, please listen to this. She gives the absolute steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, pretty easy steps to get off of PPIs. And if you hear Dr. Kurt Dehring talk about it, those are terrible for cognitive function and more of the side effects are coming out because it was prescribed to be used only 2 to 4 weeks. And many people are on them for years and years. Listeners and Clint, did you see the video with Chance doing the MMA fight that we are sponsoring?
I did. I saw you pestering him, not peppering him. You were pestering him with your punches.
Okay. Well,
but he was doing good. He just kind of,
yeah, he didn't hit me, thank goodness.
Yeah, he's going to hit somebody here soon, but
yes,
not you.
Yes, he is. He's going to be, I forget the exact date, but in July.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Camp Jordan, he's going to be fighting. He's 8-0, and he works for Nutrition World at the warehouse. At just a great young fella. He's fired up, and he's about 6'4", you think?
Yeah, he's pretty tall.
Yep. Tallow House, I talk about them some because they're the new little restaurant in Cleveland that uses tallow, And we catered their food to the staff on Tuesday.
Oh, good.
Phenomenal burgers because they use sourdough buns, impeccable quality, and I love tallow. Now, you can eat too much of any fat. It's not like it's a massive health food, but it's so much better than seed oils.
I want to go up there, but I'm going to wait till the lines aren't backed up to the freeway.
Yes. Today's show is going to be with two of the most experts in two fields that I think I pretty much presently know. One is Dr. Oscar, and we're going to be talking about a revolutionary, potentially, probiotic that I am now on that I am very solidly connected to based on the new science of what we call super donor. This is different than anything else because they actually came from a donor and it's been purified to a point of zero concerns. And secondly, Julia from Enzymedica, one of my longest term educators and teachers and associates with Enzymedica, talking about constipation and enzymes. Just absolutely amazing. And I went to Jay Alexander's for a staff meeting with Enzymedica. I wish someone would ask me what I ate at Jay Alexander's.
Hey, when you went to Jay Alexander's, Ed, what'd you eat?
Thank you, Clint.
Yeah, you're welcome,
I had buddy. what's Steak burger without the bun, because I'm on low carb, which I usually am, but more because of the contest in 2 weeks on the bodybuilding, Chattanooga Fitness, and had a small piece of cheese and mushrooms on the side and some zucchini. That was my meal. Phenomenal, wonderful food, and I recommend for special occasions to certainly go to Jay Alexander's. It was crowded, and I did have to turn my hearing aids up. And thank you, Johnson Audiology, because without hearing aids, eight of us, I would have had a hard time listening. So yeah. I love the technology that we now have that, you know, 50 years ago, I wouldn't have had that.
You want to take our first break and come back with our first guest?
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
You want to do it now?
Yes,
not then, but now we do. Okay,
now we
good.
Do, yeah.
Hey, you're listening to Vital Health Radio. We're going to take a short break, and we come back. We'll have our first guest, and it's all brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
This message is for anyone interested in fitness and bodybuilding. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize U, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 11th, at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Come see complete body transformations with our amazing Slim Fit Showdown. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize U, Nutrition World, Recall Media Group, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Nuga Dentistry, and Quality Mechanical Group. Check out our website at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell. Proof that common sense still deserves a microphone. We believe better aging is not about simply adding years to your life, but adding strength, clarity, mobility, and energy to the years you already have. Everybody who has listened to Vital Health Radio for months, years, or somewhere around 460 shows knows that one of my passions is the gut microbiome. And that field of information is very cluttered. There's simply no doubt about it. We have a guest today, Dr. Oscar, to Vital Health Radio. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
I am so anxious to also learn more about this unique. And when I say unique, there's not a lot of extremely unique advances in the whole category of probiotics. They're tweaks is what they are, and they do good things, and we're glad for it. But this one seems to be something kind of revolutionary, and I'm going to start my conversation. Sometimes I talk too much, but at first, my father passed away probably 20 years ago with C. diff. And I so remember, of course, the fact he got C. diff, which is an intestinal infection generally caused by the use of antibiotics. And then they use antibiotics to help you get past it. So you kind of set up a vicious cycle sometimes. And the physician in charge, I kind of knew him, and I went to him and I said, can I give my dad probiotics or Saccharomyces boulardii or a couple things? He was modestly resistant, but he said, if you feel like you want to, go ahead and do it. Well, we do know, and Dr. Oscar is the expert in it, that fecal implants are probably one of the most potentially life-saving parts of a plan for saving people with C. diff, because many of them die. Well, the reason, and I've always been frustrated with the fact that why can't we make a probiotic that can somewhat mimic the fecal transplant? And when Denise, one of the reps from Designs for Health, explained to me about this super donor, there's kind of whole story with this new product, I was very, very much taken back and intrigued. So I've started using it myself a month ago, and I'm sometimes sensitive to these things. This has been my friend, let me tell you. So Dr. Oscar, let's start with where you want to start to explain why this is unique.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting that you brought up the story of C. diff. That's literally how this product originated. So I'm going to explain to the listeners that originally there was concern with patients that had fecal transplants, like you were talking about. And these fecal transplants with immunocompromised people is dangerous. And they're already at a vulnerable position because they're already so suppressed by the antibiotic use and the C. diff overgrowth. So in comes this particular company that decided that they wanted to produce something called microbial ecosystem therapeutics. So let's look at FMT as fecal microbial transplants, and then MET is the alternative that you are talking about. You know, you were just saying that, why don't they bring out an alternative? Well, they literally did. Now, I'm going to explain it to you in real basic layman's terms. So imagine that I can take fecal microbial transplantation and remove the yuckiness. I can remove all the nastiness and the genetic expression parts and all the things that has always concerned even the FDA about FMTs. And the way that they do that is through a very complicated process called lyophilization. So what they basically do is they get a single donor, a super donor that's been screened for good genetics and no gut issues, you know, so it's obviously a young individual with a healthy microbiome. And then they physically extract these very unique anaerobic strains of bacteria, which I'll explain in a minute. And what they do is they freeze dry them. So they literally remove them from all the yuckiness. So what you end up with is just this community of bacteria. And because they come from a single donor, they've worked together and they know how to work. So they freeze dry them. So they are actually in a live state. They are in a blister pack. You can start taking them and then they will get into your gut and they will be like a seed. And they will go into your area of where they're most comfortable with, and they will start to engraft or grow on their own if you provide them with the right fiber and colors and polyphenols and things to that effect. So it's interesting, when they did this originally, they did a comparative study on fecal transplantation with C. diff patients and people using this MET, M-E-T version. It was called the MET 1, MET 2 study. And it actually, to a certain extent, outperformed the C. diff. So there's already a product out there. Now, that was specifically for C. diff, right? C. diff, as you say, is a very dangerous condition and a bacterial overgrowth. And it's for that market. So this company approached our company at some point and said, hey, you know, we want to go into the functional medical space and preventative medicine. You know, let's put our heads together. And through another affiliation through Guelph University in Ontario, and a lot of research and, you know, studies and investigations and clinical trials, we've come up with this particular product that contains 5 strains. And these 5 strains pretty much regulate about 85% of your metabolic and immune system, these bacteria in the gut.
Wow, that's a wonderful story. And it's not one that would be commonly found in, I think, some of the probiotics, because like you said, are you saying the donor, we call them a super donor, and I heard kind of through the rep that they actually had to go through many thousands of people to pick out the optimal donor, just like you would for maybe a transplant or something else for a patient. And I love that theory, number one. Two is that it obviously is very compatible with the human system because it came from the human system, similar to fecal implants. And that is could potentially be magical for sure. And so tell us about this oxygen aerobic and all that conversation that we hear about whether a probiotic is viable in oxygen or without oxygen. What makes a difference?
So I want to start the story by let's just talking about probiotics in general, right? So let's just talk about the traditional probiotics that everybody is taking. We're not saying that those probiotics don't have an effect. I think there's enough clinical studies and scientific literature out there that says that certain strains of lactobacillus or certain strains of bifidobacterium clearly has an effect on mental health, gastrointestinal health. But please understand that most of those strains are coming from exogenous sources like fermentation or coming from other products other than human donation, clearly, right? So you have maybe a dairy derivative, and it's just kind of a version of a yogurt if you really want to, you know, deep dive into it. The problem with those kinds of probiotics is that they're transient in nature. And what that means is that they literally will work when you're taking them. Once you stop taking them, they have no real way to engraft or attach to your body. Okay. And the reason for that is, once again, they're not really from a human donor. So it's not something that is really innately recognizable by us, but it's no different than saying, hey, you know, is a probiotic worth taking? Well, is it worth eating a salad, right? I mean, yes, you know, you've got to keep eating them to get the benefits from them. If you stop eating a salad, you're not going to get the benefit from the greens. So that kind of probiotic system falls into that category. So I want people to understand that I'm not saying that that doesn't have a place. But these strains of probiotics and bacteria are completely different. And I want people to kind of shift their mind a little bit. Let's pretend that because it's from a human donor and our bodies recognize those strains of bacteria, and from, you were talking about revolutionary evolutionary a couple of seconds ago, for hundreds of millions and thousands of years, we have lived cohesively with these microbes in our gut. They have been around since we've been around. Okay. Now, please understand that to me, and I've looked at the science of these microbes and what they do and how they express things in our body and how they work with our immune system, they literally should be seen as an accessory organ system. Okay, so I don't want you to look at these bacteria as, hey, here's a couple of bacteria that make you happier or skinnier or make you go to the bathroom more. This is literally something, and certain strains actually help you make more cells in your body. So you literally have a bacteria. Let me use one example. One of the strains is called Akkermansia, which I'm sure most people have heard about. And this Akkermansia bacteria eats little mucin layer in your gut lining that you're producing. And then it produces a byproduct that activates stem cells and progenitor cell development that makes new cells in your body. So you literally have a bacteria in your body that feeds you things in your gut that makes new cells in your body. That can't just be seen as some sort of a floating bacteria in your gut. That's literally an intellectual capacity of working with you. Now, these other strains that we have in this particular probiotic all have a unique role, right? So the one is there to ferment food. The other one is there to change the environment of oxygenation, which is what you mentioned earlier. So please understand that the human gut and anaerobic bacteria is just what the word means. Anaerobic means lack of oxygen or the absence of oxygen, and they thrive in that environment. So these bacteria, especially Roseberia is one of the strains, goes into the gut and is literally saying in that environment, saying, hey, I'm going to choke all the oxygen out of here so I can bring all my buddies in here and we can work together and have this relationship with you and your cells as a human. But what we're going to do in the process is we're going to take out all these bad guys because they like oxygen. We don't like oxygen. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the oxygen away. So they kind of like a bunch of gangsters that put bags over their heads and suffocate them, and they take them out. So the thing that we are starting to see clinically, which is really mind-blowing, is the fact that we are in a position now that maybe antimicrobials and antibiotics, they're always going to have a place, but we might have something here that can crowd out bad guys instead of killing them and then having this residual negative byproduct of killing some of the good guys as well. So they literally a community that would starve the pathogens and what we call opportunistic bacteria that like oxygen and say, hey, move out of here. This is not your zip code. You're not allowed to be here anymore. And we've literally seen clinically pre and post testing that just taking this probiotic lowers those overgrowth bacteria.
I love that theory. You know, the theory of the terrain theory, Antoine Bichamp and all that from past history. And, you know, if we can healthily manipulate the terrain, then we are more resistant to disease and we're resistant to some of the ravages of aging and others. So is this, so once these are, what we call the word implanted, how sturdy are they?
So in early indicators from clinical research, engraftment, which means seeding, right? So it's taking hold, like, so just look at a flower garden, you're putting a seed down, it's fertile soil. As early as 2 weeks, and the longevity period of it staying around in the early MET1 studies with a C. diff was up to 6 months. Now understand, think about it from a logical standpoint. You take a seed and you go put it in soil that is not fertile and it's been kind of barren for a while, that seed's probably not going to do very well. So what's really important for you is to make sure that that soil gets the fertilizer, and the fertilizer is going to be fiber. It's going to be colors in foods. It's going to be eating seasonally and eating as many different versions of food colors as you can that feed these guys, right? Then they can stay around forever because remember, they are innately designed to survive. They want to live there. They want to be there. They want to share their health journey with you. All you need to do is support them. Now, what destroys them? Alcohol, glyphosate, which I'm sure most of your listeners know, which is an herbicide that's sprayed on everything, long-term antibiotic use, stomach acid medications, even people that are extensively focusing on macro dieting, like only a keto diet or only a carnivore diet or only a FODMAP diet. Now, I'm not saying any of those diets are wrong for medicinal reasons, but understand that when you narrow down diversity, you're not giving these guys as many potential options. Now, let's say you want to stay on a carnivore diet, then just start taking more prebiotic supplementation with these strains like greens and red powders, and you'll be feeding them. So that's how you fertilize them. So effectively, what we've seen clinically, and we've done about a year of clinical trials on these with humans, and we see within 3 months, there's pretty decent engraftment because we look at pre and post testing. And then depending on the lifestyle of that individual, you might give them continuous support or once every quarter, you know, you just give them another insertion of it. The same way that you're going to take care of your flower garden in the backyard, right? You can't just leave it there for a month.
Love that. Love that whole philosophy. And it feels very intuitively wise to me. And the way that you explain it, certainly nothing wrong in my guess to also add other probiotics in the process, is there?
Actually, great point. We actually find that the other probiotics work better. And the reason for that is, let's use an example. So lactobacillus is a bacteria that produces lactate, right? Makes sense. Lactobacillus, the word lactate. So that's an acid, lactic acid. And some of the other good bacteria, these anaerobes, eat lactic acid. So you're giving them a food, and then that makes the other bacteria stay longer. I have no proof of this, but hypothetically, I'm thinking that if you have these strains in your body, you're probably going to have the other probiotics stay around longer and do a better job at the same time.
It's really creating a peaceful environment within the microbiome, obviously, and I've always felt the theory of sometimes the probiotics that have, you know, 22 different strains, they actually might be infighting. We don't know for sure, especially when they've not come from a human body. I mean, you know, if this was from a super donor and they took 14,000 people and they tested and this one person had the best diversity, you know those are going to get along within the body. So you know they'll maintain themselves during that process. Now, one capsule is all I take a day. Is that adequate? Because this is the product that I'm using. And it does say next generation multi-strain probiotic, which I love that because it certainly does seem to be next generation.
Yeah, I mean, one cap seems to be enough. This is not about volume.
Okay.
This is about the quality of the seed, right? You can have 20 seeds. If they're not high quality, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. This is high quality seeding. So we want to give you the best seed. So you don't need to take volume because it's going to self-regenerate, right? So it's going to create its own environment of growth as long as you support that growth. And understand that this is literally a bacteria that your body is looking for because it's like a friend. It's mm-hmm. like, where's the Acromantia? Where's the Rosebereia? Where's the Phycalibacterium prausnitziae? Where are they, guys? We don't see them here. We need them to make natural GLP-1s, which a lot of people always talk about. We need them to make immune cells. We need them to do all sorts of things. Where are they? Why aren't you giving it to us? And you know how the body is explaining that through early aging, chronic disease, all these weird skin conditions and anxiety and depression overdrive that we see in our world that has never been around in the past. It's systemically connected to the gut, you know, and everybody's always said that there's a gut brain, right? Like the gut or the enteric nervous system communicates with the brain. The more I'm investigating these microbes, I'm starting to question if that's not the smarter brain than our brain, quite frankly, because these things are incredible at how they can work together and regulate things without you trying to pray police, right? So if you put the seed down, it's going to grow and it'll take care of the weeds on its own, which is really interesting.
I intuitively, through my 47 years of being in the business and certainly even before that, believing in the practices of the natural path and the fact that we have certainly swerved off of that greatly because of the environment that we live under, certainly not always just bad intentions, but we're in a more dangerous world now than we were in the 60s and 70s and the 50s. I kind of equate it a little bit to these are my angels that help protect me. Or if we were rowing, we're in a rowing competition and like across the ocean, like they used to do in 100 years ago, one person or two people equal that to 20 people in that rowing boat. I want as many different diversity of these friendly bacteria that I possibly can have. Now, have I taken probiotics that give me more gas? Do they give me sometimes a little grief? Yes, they do. So part of it's trial and error. This has never bothered me. I've taken it now for an entire box, and I am very, very pleased with it. And I will add more diversity. I do believe in the cultured foods and certainly feeding it with prebiotics, which are, fiber, colored vegetables, and things. I'm a slightly carnivore guy, so I make sure I do the fibers to keep it. It's just like you said, if you throw seeds on this carpet down here and water them, they'll sprout, but they're not going to live very long. Yeah. And that can be happening if you just are living on a very narrow diet. I'm glad you brought that point up. For people to learn more about this, do you have a website or something that they could learn more?
Yeah, I mean, they can certainly go to designsforhealth.com, the word designsforhealth.com. And, even as a non-practitioner, because we are a practitioner brand, as a general rule, as just a visitor, you can go on there and just put in complete commensal in the search box, and we will take you to a patient ed sheet. And, the patients can go read on the product and the background on the product and get a better understanding of a little bit of the science behind it and how it's evolved. This has been a journey of about 5 years. It's not like an overnight thing that we just decided to come up with. And the issue for the listeners that they have to understand is that two of the strains in this probiotic has never been in a probiotic.
I know. Yeah.
And the reason for that is it's very hard to encapsulate anaerobic bacteria in a capsule because you expose it to oxygen. Mm. And with technology and with science and the evolvement, we've been able to evolve that to a point where we can now do that safely.
Last thing, we got to run. I love that. And Designs for Health is a practitioner label. We have a clinical pharmacist at Nutrition World. We have nurse practitioners. We have 17 practitioners total, but two are on the floor full time. And that allows us to be a very high level type of business. Dr. Oscar, it has been wonderful. This will go a lot of different places and plant intellectual seeds so that we can plant these probiotic seeds. Thank you for joining us today on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're listening to Vital Health Radio. We'll be right back after these messages brought to you by Nutrition World.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey Chattanooga, Sean Whitfield here. Come join me for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You. Coming July the 11th at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Nuga Dentistry, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Quality Mechanical Group, Recall Media Group. For more information, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones here with Clint Powell. And Clint asked the questions many people are afraid might sound dumb. And today he's going to ask the question of, what do I do about my dadgum constipation?
Here's what I figured. You know I'm not scared to sound dumb. That's one thing that people say about me. I'm known for my heartburn. And I'm known to not be scared of sounding dumb.
And now constipation.
And now constipation. The three things every 18-year-old boy dreams about down the road. Man, I hope people think I'm a constipated, heartburn dummy. So with all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, Ed, what do you do for your constipation?
I don't have any. Non-existent.
Is there someone here at the table that could help other people who may not be as fortunate as you, sir?
Let me think. Oh, you know what? We got Julia from Enzymedica at Vital Health Radio. Welcome, Julia.
Thank you for having me. And I always love coming on to Vital Health Radio because of the combination of you two.
Well, you've been on about four of my podcasts, and you have been an amazing trainer, educator in regard to the natural health industry for 20 plus years. And you can't learn this stuff from a book. You do learn science. We have to have science. We do learn from textbooks, but there's a whole part of this also that comes with experience and dealing, just like a medical doc who graduates from school. He's not really good until he's got 10 years behind him. He's dealt with patients and seen problems. Everything can't be fixed by the textbook. So we're talking about Clint's and other people's constipation.
That's because it is fun.
It is epidemic, Dad. I don't have any photos to show you, Clint, because I know you probably understand what this term means.
Way to make her feel comfortable on the radio show, Ed.
Well, Clint's the kind of guy that if he was constipated, I'd say he is, because he doesn't talk about his poop.
I am at that age where I'm very in tune with my body, and I'm very consistent. Thank you very much. Because I take some of the products.
Thank you.
From Nutrition World.
But I'm going to say this. If Clint was, he would probably run to the drugstore and buy a laxative, would be my guess, until he came on this show. And now he would.
Until you hear this. So that's not the thing to do, right?
Yes. Let's start about constipation. Right. Well, the first thing to not do, except in an urgent situation, is to go to the drugstore and buy
that kind of laxative.
Yes.
And the reason is because your body gets used to it. And so, okay, fine. You're traveling every once in a while. It's fine. But that's not really what we want to do. First of all, chew your food. I know that seems very easy and very basic, but Clint, it was going to be the first question I asked you.
Do I chew my food?
Do you chew your food?
I absolutely
or you just swallow
do.
It whole?
No. I don't know. I do have moments, though, where I eat fast. So I eat in chunks, like an animal just tearing food
like
off
of it. Like that bag of corn chips made with coconut oil yesterday?
We're going to try to focus on the guests now, okay, Ed. Okay, pull it back a little bit. Yeah. My point was, sometimes I do eat fast, but most of the time I do, because as a kid, I remember being told to chew your food well before you swallow it.
I could improve on this.
Yeah.
I need to be reminded of that, because it's so important with enzymes, too.
Right, because we make enzymes we have what are called salivary amylases and salivary lipases. So we make enzymes just in our saliva. And then it starts to signal the whole process. It starts to signal stomach acid secretion, which creates more enzymes, and it keeps on going down the line. So it's such a simple thing. It's something we all learned at one point, and we all need that reminder of, because we're typically inhaling food.
But most of us don't think the digestive system and process starts as soon as we start the eating process.
It actually starts as soon as you start to think
about
it.
Look there. See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we are looking at our cell phone when we're eating. Most of us.
Absolutely.
I really attempt to not do that the first 5 minutes of eating. I'll try to put it down and just eat. It's all about attention and maintaining maybe a slight pause before I eat. I did that this morning at Starbucks, because after the gym, I go get this high-protein little thing. And I always, not always, I try most of the time to set myself down and not touch anything for about 1 minute. And just re-regulate the system.
And what you say, the bad thing is to run to the store and get the thing that trains our bodies to do it without engaging the body, right? What should we do? And there's other things we shouldn't do.
Well, that's number one. Yeah. Those laxatives, what they do is they irritate the bowel. And our bowels, think of them like muscles. If we just keep irritating them and keep forcing them to move, they lose their muscle tone. It's just like anything else. We want to utilize them. We want to train them to move on their own. So there's a few things that can be happening when somebody is not going to the bathroom as often as they want to.
What is the normal amount of healthy time?
Please at least once a day. Yes, but even two or three times a day would be absolutely fantastic. But I talk to people who are like, oh, I go to the bathroom once a week. Like,
I know.
Oh, dear God, no. Yeah. So in addition to taking that time, thank you for mentioning that, because that calms our nervous system, and our nervous system is intricately connected to our digestive system. We want to make sure that we are taking some digestive enzymes if that's a problem that we're having. And this is especially true if we're also experiencing gas and bloating, which are very, very often associated with constipation. And the reason is because food isn't being broken down. So the signals aren't happening to A, empty the stomach, B, go into the intestines and have what we call peristalsis, which is that squeezing motion of food through the intestines. If you're not breaking down your food, do you think your body's going to let it pass? No. So enzymes are a great starting place to do that. And I say starting place because probiotics, as we just heard from the last guest, are also another great thing that people do use for constipation. But here's the deal. Probiotics don't help you break down food.
Mm-mm.
They help to create an environment in the lower GI where you are creating some more of your enzymes. We talked about lactobacillus strains and how they produce lactic acid. Great if that is something that you need. But I like enzymes because properly formulated enzymes work right away. They work on contact. We're not waiting for them to populate. We're not concerned about them not making it through stomach acid. They are going to help people feel better pretty quickly.
And that means better is less gas, less bloating, possible better regularity, and sometimes heavy feeling that you may not have a symptom, but it feels like it's sitting.
Absolutely. And that's where enzymes are so great. Now, if that heavy feeling is more profound, and we would call this delayed gastric emptying. Mm-hmm. So if that heavy feeling is more profound, which can feel like, people say, I feel like I have rocks in my stomach all the time. I'm simply not having bowel movements at all. It could be a lot of discomfort, which is happening from a lot of gas that's going on. It could also be occasional heartburn because the stomach isn't emptying, and even nausea. So I call it an umbrella of different feelings that people have. It can all lead up to the fact that our stomach just isn't emptying at the right pace and peristalsis is not happening quickly enough.
And with Ozempic, it really happens in the commonly with the drug.
Great. All of those GLP-1s, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's part of how they're working, is they're slowing stomach emptying so that you feel fuller longer. That's okay if you have a pretty normal digestive system. But if you've been dealing with that problem already, it might become very uncomfortable.
And enzymes are perfectly fine with Ozempic type of drugs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they're completely natural. It's not something foreign to the body.
No, I mean, our body makes at least 75,000 different kinds of enzymes. And the problem is as we get older, we create less and less of them.
And a lot of this sounds, just because I've done this radio show so long, is that we've talked about the physical discomfort and the symptoms, but that also can lead to all these other things that we never really associate with stomach issues, which is the brain fog and just being tired. All of the things that we might try to say, well, I know I feel heavy, I know I haven't been to the back, but I also have these other things, and we may not connect the dots.
Well, so much of the neurotransmitters that are created, we create either the neurotransmitters themselves or the components in the gut.
And neurotransmitters are what kind of makes us have feelings, right?
There's those chemical messengers. So the most popular one, because of the medications, serotonin. Mm-hmm. You know, that helps to regulate sleep, appetite, a feeling of self-satisfaction, a feeling of wanting to socialize. That's one of them. There's norepinephrine, there's dopamine, there's all these neurotransmitters, and we create the components of those in the gut. Now, if your gut is stressed because your bowels aren't moving, so again, going back to our last guest a little bit, if we don't have a good microbial landscape, that's going to affect a lot of things. But also, if you're concerned about the fact that you haven't gone to the bathroom for a while, or, oh my gosh, now all of a sudden I really need to and I'm out in public, there's an immense emotional stress.
Mm-hmm.
There's an immense psychological stress that goes along with that as well.
I have three people, all three are women, who feel a prisoner of their home at times because of their loose stools, because they can't really predict it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a time and place for public, you know, if you're getting out, that Imodium might be beneficial, which kind of paralyzes the gut, doesn't it?
Yes.
But if you have to go to an event, then, and you don't want to have to wear diapers, then maybe it is something.
Can I ask a question about the enzymes too? So are these, again, and you might have already said, and forgive me if you have, but the specific enzymes, are all enzymes created equal? Is timing when you take these enzymes important, those kind of things?
Well, all enzymes are not created equal, which is why I've worked with Enzymedica, who's been around since 1998. We literally created the digestive enzyme category. And so we are constantly doing research on enzymes. And no, not all enzymes are created equally, because the reality is most enzymes are not even made for human consumption. Mm. They're made for other uses, industrial uses, things like that.
And enzymes, their whole purpose is to break something bigger into smaller, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. When we're talking about digestive enzymes, that's absolutely true. So, you know, one of the things that you mentioned was being a prisoner of your home, the loose stools. And we have a product that I love so much called Kiwi Regularity. So people see that and they see regularity and they think that means to help them to have a bowel movement, but it actually works both ways. It's regulating. And so if you are having a hard time having regular bowel movements, the kiwi regularity, which by the way, is just a very specific concentrated kind of a kiwi extract, can help you to have more regular bowel movements without being stimulating, like those products that we want to avoid. However, if you're having a problem with too loose stools, the kiwi regularity helps to bind it together, and it does it very gently. So there are those individuals that will be listening that say, I'm constipated or I have diarrhea and I don't know which one's going to hit me today. It could be stress. It could be diet. It could be a whole host of other things. The kiwi regularity helps to bring you back to the center.
I love that. I love that. Before we finish, we have to talk about the toxicity, or in my mind, the toxicity of Miralax.
Yes.
So that is, if there's Senna's really, really bad, except maybe one day, one time, two times a year or something. But Miralax, how about, what do you think about Miralax?
I wish it didn't exist.
It did pretty much, yeah.
I'm glad you said that, or Ed was going to take the show back over and just talk about Miralax. Way to pick up on the cue.
Well, yeah. And I see so many parents with children who are suffering from these issues, from slow motility, and the first thing their pediatrian does is say, put them on Miralax.
First thing, yep.
Absolutely. The kiwi regularity is so great for that because it's gentle. It is safe for children. It is safe for pregnant women. I'm sorry the FDA doesn't allow us to put that on the packaging, but it is kiwi. And pregnant women are another situation where constipation is a very big issue just because everything's all squished up during the pregnancy. And these are safe and gentle products that can be taken over a long period of time.
Are they capsules?
They're chewables, and they're delicious. They taste like a kiwi sweet
tart. Take one a day, two a day, as needed?
The dosage is two. Sometimes in the beginning, you want to onboard a little bit more because it is actually also helping to grow your microbiome. Over a four-week study, it's shown to increase your commensal bifidobacteria very significantly, also helps to increase acromantia. And acromantia helps to enhance butyrate production. Butyrates help to feed our colon cells, helping with that leaky gut.
Absolutely.
And so it's really working on so many different levels, a beautiful combination with the probiotic and the digestive enzyme.
What great partners. I mean, normally we don't have a show where we have you talking, and I never do this show to really sell a product. But when we have people or experts come at the same time, like you and Dr. Oscar, well, just part of it's lifestyle and part of it is products. It just is.
I just made a message. I've got a family member that I'm going to go get the kiwi for, the kiwi enzyme. I'm going to get it for her 100%. Yeah.
Yes. Going back to, and I want to remind people, if we did, you and I did a amazing true podcast. Podcast means usually a little bit longer, certainly than 20 minutes that we'll have here on heartburn. You covered it as well as I've ever heard it spoken.
And this is mine. Heartburn's my issue.
It
is. Constipation really is not at all, but this one's mine. Yeah. This one's mine.
Well, we can't talk too much. So you may have to listen to my podcast with Julia.
I'd rather hear her tell me. Talk to me about heartburn, please.
But so you can do that. It's not out quite yet. It'll be out probably in a year or two, but no, I mean in a few weeks. But it will be happy to, you'll be happy to listen if you have heartburn. And now, so back to constipation. I have. Only time I ever get constipated is when I travel. If I'm sitting, then it gets slow sometimes. Now, I was in California and actually my girlfriend got completely stopped up. And so what I did was I DoorDashed a Fleet enema, and it worked. Yeah, that's much better. That's much healthier, isn't it?
Yeah, it's for that emergency situation.
Yes. And it's not addictive.
No.
Mm-mm. And it's not harmful in any way. And it just, lack of moisture is part of constipation, isn't it?
That's one of the reasons they say hydration.
But sometimes that hydration doesn't get to the lower bowels, does it?
Exactly.
And that's why magnesium oxide or magnesiums can help maintain moisture.
Right, because they help to pull fluid into the bowel. Now, do you want to use magnesium oxide every single day for that occasional constipation? No, because over a long period of time, again, it can offset the electrolytes. I'd rather see someone taking a good quality magnesium, like a magnesium glycinate or something like that, to get some elemental magnesium, but also to get all the other benefits that magnesium can give you.
So going back, enzymes are really primary. Most people over 30 probably need enzymes, don't they?
They do decrease as we age, and that's why people start to say, I used to be able to eat this, and now I can't anymore.
Which enzyme remind me, that helps reduce histamines. Is there one of those?
So there is an enzyme called DAO.
Okay.
And DAO is from a porcine source, mm-hmm. and DAO can help to reduce histamines. Okay. But the most important thing with that is the low histamine diet. You know, you can take the enzyme all you want. And this goes for any enzyme. You can take the enzyme all you want, but if you're not dealing with your diet, well, you're only going to get so far.
It's like the gluten.
Yep.
You can the enzymes help you make a little bit of mistakes, but they don't allow you to eat a pizza.
Right. It's that kind of accidental cross-contamination.
Yeah. What's the name of probably the best choice for a person who's not done enzymes, 40 plus, they eat junk like Clint. And
thank you.
And, you know, all the cheese and the pizza and the chocolate. No, he doesn't eat chocolate, believe it or not. But what is the natural, the average American diet, what would be the enzyme that would be of choice?
For average American diet, I would go with Digest Gold.
Okay.
Because it is the most potent in our line. It's one of the most potent on the shelves. And if you feel like maybe I have better than an average American diet, maybe they've been shopping with you for a while, they're making those choices, maybe they're eating even a little bit smaller meals. Mm-hmm. I love Digest Complete.
Okay.
Digest Complete is a little bit of a smaller capsule, and it's still a very potent product. But if you're on the beginning of the journey, you eat larger, or I call them more complex meals, you know, meals with all the food groups, a lot of rich food, Digest Gold would be the one for you. And sometimes you can start with something higher and then grade down as your whole microbiome is adjusting. People don't think about enzymes supporting the microbiome, but our clinical research very, very much shows that they do.
That's one thing about your company and also Dr. Oscar's Designs for Health is you actually do research. You actually are deep diving into the physiology of how do we create optimal health instead of patchwork. How do we make your symptom go away? No, you're dealing with the underlying issues of poor health.
And there's not much more fun to talk about right now than like digestion and the microbiome with all the science that's just, you know, exploding every day. We're in a very, very fortunate spot, but that fortunate spot started a long time ago in 1998.
Yes, you can't just really start that now. And we are in a place of so many more different pieces to the puzzle that we're being injured by, from the glyphosates to the EMFs. I think EMFs affect the microbiome. I think it may affect the enzymes, and those are, of course, electromagnetic fields. I do recommend Blue Shield. If you use the word code word NUT, N-U-T, you get a discount at Blue Shield. That's the one I use, is the Blue Shield in my house. I have one little apparatus, put it in my corner, and it doesn't block it, because I don't really think we can block EMFs. What it does is it resonates to a high level the healthier EMFs so that the other ones can't actually affect us. I love that whole philosophy. Well, for people to learn more about Enzymedica, what do they need to do?
Enzymedica.com. Our website is full of information, full of blogs, full of research. It's a very, very rich website.
And Julia spent a lot of effort training our entire staff on these enzymes and on heartburn and on slow transit, fast transit. And so we have a group of experts that can also help you at Nutrition World. Well, thank you, Julia, for joining us.
Thanks for coming on today. It was always good seeing you.
Yep, it's always fun to come here.
Yep, you're listening to Vital Health Radio. We'll take a short break and be right back with you. It's powered by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
This message is for anyone interested in fitness and bodybuilding. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 11th, at the brand new Erlinger Park. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Come see complete body transformations with our amazing Slim Fit Showdown. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Nutrition World, Recall Media Group, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, Steelworks Steel Erectors, Nuga Dentistry, and Quality Mechanical Group. Check out our website at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to the final segment of Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell, and for more than 8 years and about 450 shows, this show has been built around one core belief. People deserve honest, practical health information they can actually use to improve their lives starting today. And I don't have to have everyone agree with the philosophy. I like people's other opinions. I don't think any one person knows it all, but I've got 47 years of watching, listening, learning, and I'm more than happy to share that. I do want to say before I forget it, I have three staff members I want to comment on. One is Cody, who does the videos and does an amazing job of making me and Nutrition World look, especially me, look better than I really deserve. So I want to thank him. And also, Scott's been on vacation for a whole week. It's been a long week for Ed Jones. I've had to handle all kind of stuff. I'll be ready for him to get back. And then Lenny's leaving us. Our herbalist at Nutrition World is going back to her family in Texas, but we'll still be on the staff doing some of the backstage stuff in regard to the strategies and some social media. Smart girl, and we're gonna miss her. I know Clint likes talking to her about all his TV shows he watches.
But she's just watching Game of Thrones, as any good red-blooded American would do. So yeah.
I am such a novice that I really don't have clues about any of that conversation. You might as well be talking about something in French.
Okay.
Wow. Oui.
Mon Cherie, I don't know.
Okay.
Le cheese. I don't know.
Hey, that show today had some wonderful information for the right person at the right time. I want to say one single study that I had a whole stack of studies that came out this past 2 weeks. A single course of antibiotics reshapes your gut microbiome for years, altering digestion, immune function, and metabolic health. And most gut recovery happens within the first 2 years after antibiotics. Now, this is without doing the proper good microbiome foods and other products. So we talked about it today, enzymes, probiotics. I just think they're almost going to have to be on the first page for people. So now you know the rest of the story as far as antibiotics. Now, I would take them if I have pneumonia and UTIs that were terrible. I couldn't get over any other way, but I'm going to delay
things. Like you say all the time, there's a time and place for everything. You do the best you can as often as you can. And then when other things pop up and it requires you to step out of your comfort zone and do what you have to, that's fine too. That's what you're supposed to do.
The only thing I don't want to do is be reflexive and just jump at something that could be potentially harmful until I've really thought about it for maybe 1 to 3 days, and then I'll make that decision. Then I'll make that decision. Because fear will motivate us to do sometimes things that probably are
and
not
so
the
will
best
stubbornness,
choice.
Though. If you get locked in
Bingo.
Either way, if my first instinct is to run to the doctor, that's mm-hmm. a bad thing. If my first instinct is to never go see a doctor,
Bingo.
Trust me, that'll get you too.
Yeah. How do you pronounce either or either? Which is correct?
How do I pronounce them? I would pronounce them either or either. You just ask me how I pronounce them. Either or either.
I wonder what is the correct way.
Either way is fine with me, Ed. We've got to go right now, though.
Either one or the other. So either take us out of here or either I will take us out of here.
And I'm going to take us out of here. You've been listening to Vital Health Radio. It'll be out podcast form around Tuesday. It's brought to you by Nutrition World. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.